Nothing has been overrun by the rising ocean, the rising seas yet. As they predicted years ago, Al Gore famously in 2009 said, within 5 years, all the Arctic polar ice caps will be melted. Well, there are more of them now than there were back then.
He said 2015.
So they're terrifying, these common denominator nitwits out there, propagandizing them into thinking that that something terrible is going to happen.
Stupid.
It ain't. That's not what's going to happen. It's just it really is stupid. It's nauseating is what it is. And again, that's why nobody's watching them.
Although there is a there's an issue with sharks. I saw again. I think I saw some girl was swimming in somewhere. I don't know exactly where it was, and she was frolicking and enjoying herself. And then there was moments before some shark came and ate her, and killed her. Is that right? Or is that...
I don't know if it was a shark.
I think it was.
But let me just one more thing on the supposed global warming. These fossil fuels that we have here.
Yeah.
You know the reason why we have the best standard of living in the history of civilization is because of fossil fuels. I mean, to stop using them all of a sudden when we're not ready for any electric. And by the way, electric cars, they're fueled by coal. Ultimately, they're fueled by coal and some mineral that comes from China, whatever the hell it is. But they're not the cleanest things in the world either. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. It's all a scam to redistribute wealth is what it is. This whole global warming scam, it's no problem. You know that it actually, in 1815, it actually snowed in New York because of some volcanic activity. You know a lot, man. You know everything I'm bringing up. I know.
I do know all this stuff.
Why did it do so? Tell me.
I don't know. Okay. But I know that it snowed. Wow. I also know it snowed in West Palm Beach in 1973. Did you know that?
So they would say...
Palm Beach.
If that happened today, they'd say because of global warming.
Well, of course they would.
Right, so it just goes to show you they're full of crap.
What is the answer?
Well, the answer is it was some sort of volcanic activity back then. But either way, they'd say the volcanic activity was caused because of global warming, and that's why we had the snow. So we're all going to die in 10 years.
So how many years should we be worried about global warming? How many years? 100 years? 1,000 years? What do you think is a timeline that we should worry about? Real repercussions from global warming.
Oh,
thousands?
I have no idea. It's unsettled science. Is human activity actually causing any of this global warming, which is so infinitesimal? I mean, so incremental, so small that yes, the globe may start getting cooler again. That's what it does. It gets warmer. It gets cool. It's been doing that throughout the centuries. We had ice ages. In the 1970s, there was a front page cover of Time magazine about global cooling.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's no answer. Nobody knows. Like I say, it's unsettled science.
Except for Bobby in Queens on line 3. He seems to know. Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Hi. Everyone never talks about the 2004 earthquake in the Indian Ocean. It went to 9.3. We lost a minute and a half that day. We never had 24-hour days. We lost half a minute in the great earthquake in Alaska. This one was so big, it lifted a piece of land under the Indian Ocean, 1,500 miles long, 30 to 50 feet up. That caused the displacement of all the water, which made the tidal waves. And the planet shook so violently, we actually tilted and lost a minute and a half that day.
What about the floods, Moses floods? I mean, and we had Hurricane Ida, the floods, and Eric Adams and all these idiots, and de Blasio and Biden, climate change. I mean, you had the city of Scranton, Pennsylvania, was underwater in 1955. Other cities, I believe Providence, Rhode Island at the same time. It happens all the time. We have deluges. We have natural disasters. We have, extreme weather incidences. It happens all the time. So don't listen to them. Again, it's a scam to redistribute wealth and to redistribute wealth from our country, like Biden said. We're going to give $100 billion to third world nations, which is going to be squandered. And by the way, do you trust these idiots to spend anything in any wise manner, effective manner?
We've been doing these stories for so long. I mean, I've seen about 30 stories on 60 Minutes, Africa especially. We would, air bomb like food for all these really, really destitute and poor Africans, and it would end up in a warehouse. Government leaders.
That was the George W. Bush. He sent so much money over to Africa.
Right.
And the governments, they're corrupt. They squandered, just like the government of Haiti. It's the
same
thing. It's totally corrupted. The triangle governments. They're all. You want to address the root causes. Well, not if the government is corrupt. Sorry.
And all these countries, they are. My friend Lynn tells us that not only is Meghan and Harry here for the climate stuff, but they're also here to push the vaccine. Those are the two folks we need to push the vaccine, Meghan Markle and Prince Doofus. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222, who is not nearly as handsome as you ladies think he is. He's redheaded, he's bald, he's fat and pudgy. God, give me a break. If he was a baseball announcer for the Cubs, he'd be Boog Shambi, not the Prince.